Hey friends, welcome back to another episode on the Aligned Hygienist podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, and today we're going to dive into talking about yoga and really the power of yoga for dental professionals. Now, I want to start by saying that not all yoga is created equal, just like not all dental professionals and dental offices are created equal. There are so many different styles of yoga out there. I'm a certified yoga therapist. I became a registered yoga teacher back in 2011, and then later advanced to becoming an advanced experienced yoga teacher. Then I started teaching people or students how to be yoga teachers. Then I started teaching yoga teachers how to be advanced yoga teachers. And then I went on to do a 1,000-hour certified yoga therapy program. So I'm a certified yoga therapist. I'm extremely passionate, not just in helping people feel better through therapeutic yoga, but really also educating people on how it can be helpful and how it can be tailored for specific people or groups of people. And that's my MO. I describe the style of yoga that I teach as physical therapy meets yoga. It's slow, it's intentional, it's very gentle. There are times when we are focused on building strength in a really simple, subtle, stabilizing way, and others where we're releasing tension, resetting our nervous system, finding calm, becoming present, supporting blood flow. So there's so many different things that we can, and me as a facilitator, can kind of weave into a yoga practice to create specific benefits. But as a dental professional, let's dive into what are the benefits of yoga therapy. There are so many benefits. There are many different studies on yoga therapy and many advancing studies on yoga therapy for pain management, for injury recovery, for musculoskeletal disorders. There is growing evidence on how it supports stress, anxiety, mood disorders, those that struggle with arthritis. Let's start with the physical benefits. And I just want to start in like a really, or just share in a simple way. So yoga in general, when we are mindful and intentional, can improve flexibility and mobility in the body. So mobility in our joints, flexibility to move our muscles and everything properly. This is so important, one, as we get older, but two, in the work that we are doing. If we are not flexible and able to move easily, first of all, how can we support an active patient? But also reaching for things in our instruments and doing our work becomes a little more challenging. Yoga can improve our strength and stability. And again, I don't mean necessarily in lift heavy weights kind of strength. It can be in a really subtle way, but building strength and stability, especially for muscles that support better posture, better movement function, and yeah, functional movement is what I'd say. And yoga can also support better balance. And I don't mean balance as in, cool, you can do some balancing poses, or maybe hiking is a little bit easier, but balance is really, really important. And even when you think about what we do as dental professionals, balance is really important. There are some times where we have to stand on one leg or reach in this awkward way, or even when we're giving injections or we're balancing with our hands or using our instruments in our fulcrum, we are utilizing balance in so many different ways, but on a greater level, balance supports us as we get older. It allows us to be more connected to our bodies. These are all mobility, flexibility, strength, stability, balance. These are all essential for maintaining optimal body movement, mechanics, and preventing injuries as dental professionals. Yoga can support better circulation, better blood flow. And we know that with better circulation and better blood flow, healing is possible, which is huge when it comes to pain, aches, discomfort, musculoskeletal disorders, injuries that we are experiencing. If we have better blood flow, better circulation to an area, we have a better opportunity for healing, right? And we can use it to target certain areas of the body, like hand pain or carpal tunnel, like tendonitis or elbow pain, neck or shoulder pain. For that pesky low back or sciatica, we can use different yoga practices and tailor different yoga poses and breathing practices to support specific areas of the body. This is huge. And this is a lot of actually what I do in the yoga membership is a lot of the classes inside of the yoga membership. It's all compartmentalized into different, first of all, different areas of the body. So there's a low back section, a hand and wrist, but then there's also sitting at a desk or yoga practices that you can do at home, but targeted ones for either an area of the body or something specific that you want to work on. Next, let's go to the mental benefits. So yoga can naturally reduce stress, reduce anxiety, reduce feelings around depression. It supports better relaxation, better mindfulness of our body, of our emotions, of the way that we are showing up, but mindfulness when we are with our patients, mindfulness when we are having a hard conversation with our coworker, our colleague, or our boss. And yoga can also support us with better emotional resilience. And as dental professionals, we need emotional resiliency from our patients, and again, from challenging conversations, from coworkers, from our team. We don't always see eye to eye. And even if we do see eye to eye, there are some things that will come up that make it really important to be strong within, right? When we talk about the mental benefits, I think one of the most important things I want to share is the effect of our breathing, the way that we breathe, and our stress response. So this is one, if I could give you one thing as a dental professional, if you want to find a way to reduce stress when you are chairside, when you are triggered with that one patient or one coworker, if there's one thing I could remind you of, it is the power of your breath. We know that we are breathing. Without our breath, we are not here, right? Unless we are hooked up to a machine. We are breathing all day, every day. But the way that we breathe is really important when it comes to our whole body. So one of my teachers actually used to describe that our nervous system is the boss to our entire body. When we have a really well-functioning nervous system, the rest of our systems have the opportunity to function more optimally. And here's the thing, in order to have a optimized nervous system, our breath is the boss of our nervous system. So the way that you're breathing can dictate the quality or how your nervous system is in this moment. So when we are in a stressed out state, when we are busy, we are overwhelmed, we are seeing our patients, we are thinking about the next patient, we are thinking about the notes that we didn't write, we don't want to forget number 12 distal, all of those things, we are typically in a sympathetic nervous system state, right? Fight or flight. Typically, when we are in our fight or flight, a sympathetic state, our breath is faster. Our breath is more shallow, right? We're go, go, go. Here's the thing is that we can trick if we are stressed out and we really don't need to be, we are not running from a lion, we are not having an emergency in the office, we are just stressing. We can actually bypass the mind and focus on, instead of short, shallow, quick breath, focus on long, slow, deep breath. These longer, slower, deeper breaths, especially focusing on long, slow exhalations, following that exhale all the way to the end, helps to actually target or kind of turn on our parasympathetic nervous system or our rest and digest, the place where our body heals. So when we are in a stressed out state, one thing you can do is just slow down your exhale. Start to pay attention to the way you're breathing and how can you slow that down. And so these are kind of really simple things that I, as a yoga therapist, will weave into different yoga classes, maybe without someone knowing, but different breathing patterns that facilitate and support the body in a specific way. Okay, so go try some breathing practices and let me know what you think. The last one is yoga has a positive effect on our emotional well-being. It naturally cultivates a space of or a feeling of more awareness of ourself, more compassion, more acceptance. Typically, when people practice yoga, we foster a better or more positive mindset, healthier relationship. It improves our ability to be present, to be in the moment. And imagine more dental professionals that are self-aware, that are have a positive mindset. I don't mean overly positive and fluffing you with sparkles. We got to be real, but a positive mindset, a growth or solution mindset, and the ability to be present both with hard conversations with patients throughout the day, with our team as we leave the office. Our ability to be present is really important for the work that we do. Okay, now you might be over there like, yeah, Caitlin, yoga sounds cool and all, but I don't have time. So there are like three big things that it is hard for people to incorporate, myths, some might say, or challenges. And I want to kind of debunk them. So most people, especially dental professionals, we are busy. We are go, go, go. We have stuff to do outside of our work. And sometimes we work late and it can be hard to prioritize self-care like yoga, right? I get it. This is actually why I created the yoga membership, which is an affordable online monthly membership where you get unlimited access to all of my yoga classes. You see me practice yoga with my dog. I teach you how to do specific things for your hand and your wrist, your low back, things to do in the op, out of the op, relaxation practices, strengthening ones. There are over 150 classes on there, but I made a lot of them really short and sweet. Some of them are even under 5 minutes, under 10 minutes, under 20 minutes, under 30 minutes. There's a wide range, but you can get the benefits, not even with the yoga membership. Doing yoga, you can get the benefits by doing even just a few minutes. If you did a few minutes every day, that is huge compared to hoping to do an hour, hour and a half class and not doing it over and over again. Just try 5 to 10 minutes before work or after work. One of my favorite things is when I get home from work, if things align well, or maybe this is right before bed, making sure that I just get down on my mat and roll my body out and do some simple stretches. And usually I actually want to stay a little bit more and do more on there, but it's just a matter of getting down onto the mat and just starting and knowing that's my routine. Usually I have more energy at night and I feel more of a reset going into work the next day. So my big thing is if you're worried about time, know that you don't have to dedicate an hour, hour and a half class and traveling 15 minutes to and from each way and da 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 da. It doesn't have to be that hard. Okay. Number two is there's like a big thing that people think yoga is intimidating and that maybe it's too spiritual for you. And I want to be clear that it does not have to be. You can find a yoga class that is not necessarily spiritual. Okay. A lot of people have the common perception that they are not flexible enough to do yoga, which is so freaking crazy, especially for me, where I'm like, hi, I'm Caitlin. I teach yoga meets physical therapy where anyone that has a body can do this. I used to teach 90-year-old people in bed how to do yoga. You can do yoga. You don't need to be flexible to do yoga. And in fact, that actually would be a reason why you might want to do yoga, because flexibility and mobility in the body is important. Like I said before, it's important for dental professionals to maintain that ability to move in our operatory to recover faster after a long day of work. But it's also really important as we get older. So please don't have this idea that you need to wear fancy yoga clothes, that you need to be flexible, that you need to be in shape, that you need to be strong, that you need to do headstands, that you need to curl yourself in a ball, that you need to drink matcha lattes and get smoothies after, or buy a really expensive fancy yoga mat to do yoga. That is not the case. And if you have questions on any of this, clearly I'm passionate about it and would love to have a conversation. Okay, last thing is it can be hard to integrate things into our routine, right? It can be hard to integrate things like yoga or exercise into our routine. That's why so many of us come February, our New Year's resolutions are by the wayside, because it can be hard to build a routine to create new habits, especially when we're busy. And as dental professionals, we're tired at the end of the day. So it's this cycle, right? But my recommendation is to make things easy for yourself. So if we're talking about integrating yoga into your routine, it doesn't have to necessarily be going to this, again, 60 or 90 minute yoga class. It can be something really simple, like the yoga membership that you have access to. You come home, you press a couple of buttons, set it up, and then you do your thing in your living room. Or if it is going to a yoga class and really wanting to make that a habit, scheduling it into your calendar. Make sure you set out your outfit the night before, you set your alarm, you eat appropriately so you're not too full or too hungry by the time you get to your 6 a.m. class, like whatever it is, make it easy. When I started trying to get into the habit of doing yoga after work, even if it was 5 minutes or 10 minutes, one of the biggest and easiest solutions that helped me do it was actually just keeping my yoga mat in a really accessible area that I could see when I got home. It was like, okay, there's the reminder, put out the mat, do my thing, and then I keep going on my day. So make it easy for yourself, whether that's putting it in your calendar, writing notes for yourself, setting out your clothes, buying the yoga membership, or signing up for a yoga class, whatever that is, make it simple for yourself. What's the analogy? Keep it simple, silly, the kiss analogy. I want to go into a couple of tips for starting yoga, because I get these questions all of the time. But I do want to say, for those dental hygienists that are listening right now, if you are interested in learning more, not just yoga classes, but learning more about therapeutic yoga, different things that you can do throughout your day, get different chair side stretches, learn a ton about incorporating not just yoga therapy, but actually ergonomics into your daily routine in and out of the op, check out Hygiene Well. We start in 2 weeks. By the time this comes out, it might be a week. We start on March 27th. It's a 4-month group coaching program for busy dental hygienists who want to learn more and feel good both in and out of the op. So it incorporates about 30 yoga therapy classes. There's a 12-class yoga therapy series. You get customized practices that are specific for dental hygienists, ergo trainings, bi-monthly coaching calls, a group chat, tons of really great stuff. It's only $3.99 to join, and you get lifetime access to all of the coaching call recordings, all of the trainings, all of the yoga classes, and everything that gets updated on Hygiene Well from here on out. So if you're interested, go to thealignedhygienist.com/hygienist. The coupon code is Yankee2024. All right, friends, I want to talk about how we can incorporate yoga into our daily practice. So the first thing I'm going to recommend is to start small. Begin, like I said, with short, simple yoga practices that can be done at home or in the office. Again, some really gentle stretches, deep breathing practices, maybe even a short meditation. And by the way, if you want a free PDF, I have a chairside guide with some different stretches that you can do while you're at work, aka chairside. I'll drop the link below. You just put your email in and I'll send it over via email. But start small. Make it simple. You don't necessarily need to start with a 60-minute or a 90-minute yoga class. Get your body used to moving. Get your body used to these different movements and stretching and breathing and how to move and breathe at the same time. That can be a weird thing for a lot of people. Number two is to create a routine. Again, like I shared before, schedule this into your calendar, whether we're talking about a full-on yoga class once a week or twice a week, or we're talking about 3 times a week doing a 10-20-minute yoga practice at home. Whatever that looks like, treat these appointments, these things that you book into your calendar, as non-negotiables, because as dental professionals, we tend to be people pleasers. We tend to want to help everyone around us and put ourselves last. Am I right? We can't can't do that anymore. First of all, too many of us are in pain. Too many of us are stressed out. Too many of us are burnt out. Too many of us are leaving the operatory. But more than that, we want to feel good and we cannot give from an empty cup. So prioritize your health and your well-being and create boundaries for yourself, against yourself, to support yourself, okay? Last thing is to stay consistent with any new habit that we are forming. Consistency is key, and especially when it comes to getting the benefits of a yoga or a yoga therapy practice, committing to practicing regularly, even if it's, again, just a few minutes, is so important. And especially those of you that may be experiencing an area of tightness or discomfort or an ache or an area of pain, it is especially important to stay consistent with the practices that you're doing. We tend to, in our culture, want this, you know, light switch, quick fix. It's often not like that. And especially when we're doing things like yoga and using yoga therapy for, let's say, neck and shoulder discomfort, it takes time because you're setting the stage for a better foundation and a healthier body. So this doesn't just support the injury, it supports a healthier functioning body. Okay, the last thing I'll say when it comes to consistency is if you fall off, get back on. That's like saying your patient comes in and, oh my gosh, 6 months ago after my appointment, you know, I was going really good day one, day two, and then I forgot on day three. So I just stopped until I came here so you could get all that off and I could start over. Like, no, you want your patient, they skip a day, they get back on, right? Do the same for you. It's like strengthening a muscle. You have to build that muscle memory by repetition over and over. And if you're like me, I have to kind of trick myself into like doing the thing, whether it's yoga or the gym or going on a hike or whatever it is. Sometimes I have to, unless it's like with a friend or something special, I kind of have to trick myself into remembering how I'll feel after, like that good feeling at the end of a workout or when you walk out of a yoga class and you're all blissed out. I have to get myself into that state in order to remember to say yes to the thing in the moment. So recommit to yourself, recommit to your goals, recommit to how you want to feel. You deserve it. So I hope this episode was helpful in sharing just a little bit more about yoga therapy, how it could benefit you as a dental professional. And there is so much more that I could share than I shared here. So if you have specific questions, if you want to learn more, know that I am always here to connect, to reach out to ask for support. You could reach out to me on Instagram at The Aligned Hygienist. Send me an email, hello@thealignedhygienist.com. And if you're interested, by the way, I'll share details about the yoga membership and about hygiene well below, but thealignedhygienist.com, you can find both of those there. If you have any questions, you know I'm here. Otherwise, I will see you next time. Bye, friends.